guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, when I see a really bad, dumb story, sometimes I will go to the webarchive.org instead of going to the main page. Reason being is I do not want to give the person that wrote this mess the click, the satisfaction of getting a count, a number count on their page. And that way the people that they're writing for know this is a junk article and maybe you're not a very good writer. And I had to do that for this story because this is just so unbelievably stupid that I had to share it, number one. But number two, I didn't want to give the author any credit on the main page. So let's take a look at this story. I'm not even going to bury the lead because there's really nothing to talk about here. It's just one more example of where someone's going to make up a problem when there isn't a problem and therefore trying to push your agenda forward. But the problem is you're actually hurting yourself. At a certain point, you start looking kind of looking for problems and therefore hurting your own cause, so to speak. From the Independent, manspreading has crossed over to the realm of running. And it's not okay. Yeah, that's right, gentlemen. So, when you sit down on the subway and spread out as far as possible, shame on you. Because apparently, you know, just relaxing your knees just a little bit, maybe because you have a reason to relax your legs a little bit, because you have lots of bits there that you need to make a little bit of room. Well, this is bad. You should somehow sit with your legs tight together and make enough room for everybody else. Interestingly enough, most men, when the subway car is that full, will be standing up so women can sit down, because a lot of men, even though supposedly this is also bad, are still kind enough to let women sit down. Well, now you don't even have to be sitting to be manspreading. I suppose you're running down the road with your limbs all akimbo and slapping people as you're running by. At least that's the way it sounds according to this Helen Coffee that writes this article. Let's read it. Taking up space in the world seems hardwired for men. But right now it reeks of selfishness. Yeah, so stop taking up room, men. Just somehow become tinier. Take up less room. Something has been niggling at me during my mandated daily exercise under lockdown. It's a realization that's crept up on me day by day. The same realization that the person who first coined the term manspreading must have experienced it when it gradually hit them that men everywhere were taking up an inordinate amount of space on public transport. Yes, men, stop being, stop existing. Please stop breathing. Just go away. A global bug that has put the kibosh on using the tube and train for the majority of the should really... Geez, nice writing. A global pandemic that's put the kibosh on using the tube and train for the majority of us should really have pressed pause on the phenomenon. After all, where's there to manspread now? Your kitchen table, your own sofa? But then I started going running again, and I realized the practice has not stopped at all. It merely migrated. Yep. Now, when she says this, I picture, like I said, men running down, flailing their limbs everywhere. But no, that's not it. For those of us not blessed with a rural setting, outdoor exercise can feel like a minefield during the bug. I can't embark on a 30-minute circular jog from my front door without crossing paths with at least 50 people. I live in London's Zone 1, and this, seemingly, is my punishment for not getting the heck out of Dodge when all my contemporaries started moving to the burbs several years ago. It taints the activity with an unwanted wash of anxiety. What if I get it? What if I already have it and I'm unknowingly pass it on? Well, then just stay home or do laps around your living room. Even before the bug, there was an outspoken code of conduct I was instinctively followed when running, especially somewhere with limited space like the canal path that forms part of my regular route. An innate considerateness took over. Pausing to let people pass on bikes, saying thank you to those who paused and let me pass, keeping one side of the path, all these things came naturally. But she says people that let me pass, and she let other people pass. Doesn't that include men and people? Since lockdown started, this code has simply intensified. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying for this pat on the back or raise awareness about what a great person I am, although it would be nice to get some recognition for a change. Where's my bloody medal, eh, care? It's more just an observation about our natural behavior. I unconsciously adapted mine to fit a scenario in which social distancing was required but difficult to observe. I wouldn't have even been aware of it had it not been for the discrepancy by my own response and that of others. When I say others, I mean men. In other words, I'm so considerate. I let everybody pass. I give everybody space. Although I didn't get a medal for it, but I should. Where's my medal, huh? I mean, come on. And everybody else is doing this. People are doing this. I mean, except men. Well, they're not people, you see. I mean, that's the way this reads, doesn't it? Yes, yes, I know, not all men, but a considerable number of men. And definitely not all women. Now, all the female joggers I pass seem to be doing the same unthinking coordinations as me. We have more practice, I suppose, at making ourselves small and non-threatening and unnoticeable, while we have form when it comes to bending over backwards to make everyone else in the room feel comfortable, often at the expense of our own comfort. Oh, oh, you flower, you bastion of femininity and beautiful form, you unbelievably wonderful human being, how can we ever thank you for being to look out for everybody else and just shrink and meld into the background while us burly men come barreling through and ruining it all because we're awful. But it's striking how many men do the opposite. They choose to plant themselves instead in the middle of the path, arms and legs pumping, striding flat out. How dare you exercise? They make no allowances, no exceptions, seemingly unaware that the person they're approaching is doing a frantic parody of a Viennese waltz to try to adhere to the under such circumstances impossible 2-meter rule. It's no concern of theirs. They've picked their lane and they're going to stick to it. Thank you very much. Wide-legged stances, an unwavering trajectory. You see the guy running like with his legs where his feet are like a meter and a half apart, like he's doing a duck walk. That's the way she's describing this. Wide-legged stances, an unwavering trajectory, as if following invisible tram lines, send a clear message. This space is mine. I dominate. Better give me some room, love. All others must leap out of the way, grateful for the small toehold they've been granted. Normally, this kind of behavior is amusing, bordering on preposterous, exacerbating, sure, but more something to roll your eyes at and complain about over a coffee. Really? But yet I've read a lot of articles like yours complaining about manspreading and about mansplaining, but normally you just let it pass and have a laugh about it? No, you write articles about it. Yeah, so what are you referencing here? But she continues on, but now it feels selfish. It feels scary. It feels borderline dangerous as they pass, limbs moving like pistons, chugging forcefully out through the mouth like an unstoppable steam engine. I think about how I would feel if I lived with someone vulnerable or was vulnerable myself. I think about the courage it would take to get outside and the fear I would experience every time I stepped out my front door, fear that I could catch the bug and take it home. I think about the menace I would feel if a 6-foot sprinter was bearing down on me, making no concessions to distancing, no effort to slow down, his audible shuh, shuh of exhilaration triggering a surge of panic as his spittle flew me towards the air. Shut up. Are you joking me? Now, this is an article where you read it that you say, you have no problems, you have nothing, so you're painting every guy that's running that he's doing this. Right. But I'm not shocked. Now, what is her title, you might say? Over here on Twitter. Helen Coffey. She is the deputy travel editor for The Independent, represented by North Bank Talent Management. So deputy travel editor for The Independent. Editor, that's kind of a higher position job. But this is the kind of story she writes. Now, let's look at the responses. Now, she got what we called ratioed. If I look at her main page here, now a ratio on Twitter means that not many people liked it and not many people shared it, but everybody left a comment. That's what they call a ratio, a bad ratio. A good ratio is lots of people like it, lots of people share it, and you get a few comments on there. A bad ratio is when everybody jumps right to it and starts labeling you out with comments, but not many people like it and share it. So let's look at this. She has 20 likes on this story and 10 shares on this story, and she has 580 comments. Let's read some of those comments, shall we? That way, you're not just getting my opinion, you're getting society at large. Helen, if the Daily Mail UK wrote a similar article, women, this is why you need to stop women spreading, they'd get crushed for it. This type of article is so divisive. Lucy writes, manspreading is a made-up word. It doesn't exist. It's not real. The only people that this is real to are certain girl power movements. Somebody says here, don't give her any ideas. The next article will be manspreading causes the bug. Let's see if there's any other fun ones here. Sorry, but this is the worst thing I've read ever. Can I have my 5 minutes back, please? Just delete it. Sylvie writes, men exist. Women, and the last one, the irony of this article, every time a man goes to any remotely busy place on a high street or shop, he spends most of that time trying to dodge women with zero spatial awareness. And someone replies to that, exactly, I can easily say that it's usually the women who actually take up more space and don't seem to be aware of other people. Now, I have seen women swinging around, you know, and they have a big bag on their shoulder or something like that, and they swing around. I've been bumped into by women doing that, and it's not on purpose. But to try to make an article out of nothing, the problem with this, and again, if I'll leave the links to this below, don't go there and you know, complain. I don't leave this so you can go out and be harsh to these people. That's what I'm here for. That's why I'm leaving this video. But if you'd like to go and read the comments that are already left, you'll realize you really don't have to say anything. It's already been said, both by men, both by women, pretty much from everybody. This kind of thing ends up hurting the cause. This is why the girl power movement at first had a lot of steam behind it and has slowly kind of petered out. It's kind of worn away because I've got motor scooters and things going by here. It's one of the reasons why the movement has kind of failed and why it's weakening, because these are the kind of articles that are supporting it. And when you have nothing that you stand for and you're just standing for being against something else, well, when that thing that you're against is no longer feeding you things to work from, you have to start making things up. If situation became great for men and there was really nothing to complain about, I wouldn't be on here talking about complaining about things. I'd be talking about things, ways you could take advantage of finances, which I do. I mean, I still do these things, but I'd be talking about ways you could improve yourself, ways you can better your life, things to make you a better man. But when these stories exist, well, there is something to fight back against, because, I mean, what kind of article is this? And you're just saying men are bad because they're men. And this is not a real problem. You know, I've been out in public. People are keeping their spaces. People are being aware of what's going on. And so to paint men as if they're just chugging along, running into you, knocking you off the path, and you have to shrink like a flower to get out of the way. Give me a break. You've lost the thread here. So I thought you guys would enjoy this story. Just one more thing that just makes you shake your head and wonder, is there anything you can do right as a guy? You know, you just don't go running, don't exist, don't breathe, take up less room, huddle in a corner, lose weight so you're smaller and you take less physical space on this planet. That would be muchly appreciated by these women. There you go, guys. If you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have directly, thank you very much. It is muchly appreciated. And the best way you can support my work, like, comment, share, subscribe. Guys, I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, if you're 5'7 like me, thank you. But if you're over 6 foot and maybe a little bit bigger guy and you're going jogging, you need to shrink and you need to make yourself less spreading. Thank you.